I'm not a huge fan of spicy foods, but I do like a bit of spice in other areas of my life. Reality TV fights, make it spicy. My margaritas, make them very spicy. And when it comes to the spice cabinet you keep beside your bed, you gotta have a wide variety of spices to keep things heated up. If you've been looking for some more flavor to add to your life behind closed doors, Adam and Eve can help you bring the heat with some fun new items to turn up the temp between you and someone else, or if it's a single girl summer, there's plenty of options for those of you riding solo this year. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, and they'll include free shipping and rush processing so you can spice things up ASAP. And you don't got to worry about your neighbors noticing your delivery. Adam and Eve ships things out in discreet packaging, so you and Deborah down the street don't have to make awkward eye contact when you get your mail. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item and select, just enter offer code Abby at checkout. That's ABBY at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby to get your discount. Code Abby.
Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at armorall.com. Armor All, less work, more clean. Terms apply.
The Burt Show.
Oh, that's me. Bonus.
Indeed it is.
All right, so if you want some more of The Burt Show, you can check out our bonus BS. So this week we talked about different type of big O's and also a
11.
Lot.
11.
11 for women, 7 for men. Our minds were blown.
Completely.
The other thing was,
that happens after a wonderful
time. Uh-huh. And then also Cassie messed up Bert's birthday present, not once, but twice. Bless her heart. So you can sign up for our bonus BS at thebertshow.com/bonusBS.
Look, throughout the life of your child and the maturation of your child, there are a lot of stressful moments for sure. Any parent that has a kid that has their driver's permit, however, one of the most stressful things you'll ever go through in your life is you sitting in the passenger seat while your three-year-old is trying to learn how to drive a car. I say three-year-old because when they're 15 or 16, you start flashing back to like, oh my God, it was just yesterday. They were 3 years old. So sometimes you only see your kid like that. So this three-year-old should not be driving a car. Should not be trying, right? So Brooke hits me up on Instagram last week when I was detailing that my son was driving my car and I was in the passenger. Now, he already has his license. And even still, when he drives, I get really tense about it. So Brooke was telling me last week on Instagram, DMing me, that she is paralyzed with fear. Her kid has her permit. Her daughter's name is Riley, has her permit. But Brooke is so scared to teach her how to drive that Riley here is going weeks now and she hasn't really had a lesson. So she hit me up and she's like, she's just detailing that for me. And I said, look, I've got some time on Saturday. I got a little window of opportunity where I'm not doing anything. If you want me to help out, I'd be glad to. If you want to drive down to me, I'll help you guys out for an hour. And then with any luck at all, you'll be on your way, right? So in retrospect, and thank you guys for DMing me, what a terrible decision this was for Brooke. I have a really bad history when it comes to driving. I'm an aggressive driver.
Yeah, you are.
I've gotten into some needless fender benders.
Yeah, you have.
I was rear-ended by an 18-wheeler just a couple of months ago, which turned out to be my fault. My insurance company like, nope, that's on you, son. I've driven my truck twice now into my garage and taken the top off of it.
That's actually the biggest beef in the streets between
Both of my sons, unfortunately, I've had to take their cars away. One was driving slightly over the speed limit, like 40 miles, and the other one wrecked his car, and it's going to cost about $11,000 to fix, and we're not going to do that right now. Both of those kids, you know who their instructor was?
Uh-huh.
Right here!
I mean, I was really floored at A, why you thought you would be good to recommend yourself, and B, why Brooke would take you up on this.
Yeah, well, I can't speak for Brooke. I can only speak for myself. For Brooke, all I can say was that she is an irresponsible parent. So Brooke and Riley came down from Alpharetta and they met me in Sandy Springs over at High Point, right down the street here. And that's where we all started. I wanted to get Brooke back on with you guys. Hey, Brooke.
Hey.
I actually had a lot of fun with you guys.
That was actually a really good time. I'm still not emotionally recovered from being two wheels up 30 seconds into the drive. But it was good. She got more driving time in an hour than she's gotten since February.
Well, so. I think you're giving yourself a little bit more time also. It was definitely not 30 seconds from when Riley started to when we went out on the street. And what happened in the first 10 seconds?
Oh, God, what happened? I must have blacked out.
So we're taking our first right turn at a High Point, and the very first right turn at a stop, Riley hits the curb.
No way.
It was the first turn.
Yeah, we were two wheels up, two full wheels, not just a little tap of the curb. We were up on the curb.
Sounds like Kristen was our instructor.
Dude, I love hitting curbs. It's my favorite thing to do.
So, Brooke,
apparently Riley's is too.
Right.
Further down, a little bit further down the road, a car passes us, and Bert says, "You feel that?" And she said, "Yeah." He said, "Yeah, we're in the gutter right now. But it's okay. It's okay."
So what Brooke does, like every teen driver starting, about 3/4 of them, will start drifting over to the right because they're terrified that they're going to get into a head-on collision if they go over the line. So I think subconsciously what they do is they start driving as closely to the right as they can. And Riley was doing that over and over and over again. And Brooke here, we made an agreement right before we started driving Riley that you would sit silently in the back.
Yeah, that went out the window before my seatbelt was even on.
What were some of the things coming from the back seat driver, Brooke?
Fear. Yeah, Brooke, why don't you answer that?
It was like, Riley, 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 curb. Oh, Riley, you can slow down.
Okay,
yeah, there were a couple honks from people behind us.
Now, I accidentally timed that really good. I said to her, because after we went, we were just doing circles in a parking lot over and over and over again until Riley got it just perfect. And I said, once you got this, if you're comfortable, we'll go on to some secondary streets if you're comfortable with it.
I thought you guys were just going to stay in a parking lot.
Well, I think that was
original. We were on a road in less than 2 minutes.
Wow.
He didn't even want to give it just a little whirl around the parking lot we started in. He's like, all right, we're going straight out on the road.
Well, I didn't know how much of an amateur she was. I found out quickly. She drives very, very slowly, very conservatively, which is what we want. And the parking lot that I wanted to go to was only not even five minutes from where we started.
Uh-huh.
So I took her in that. We went round and round and round and round. And to celebrate her finally getting it right, I said, are you comfortable? Do you want to go out on a road? And she's like, yeah, let's do it. And she starts driving down right here, right in front of almost the radio station here on High Point. And she was going so slow. I said to her, look, I want to let you know that Atlanta drivers are really aggressive and they don't know that you are a new driver. So people are probably going to honk at you. They're going to be impatient. They're going to try to get around you. I said, do not focus on them. We are on Riley time right now. No sooner did I say that, truck pulls up behind her, starts tailgating her, hitting the horn, and then races around her. And I said, that's not on you. That's them. All right. But she did good. She did good.
You don't agree?
Yeah. Question mark, she did good?
She really did do good, yeah, she did. I mean, it's me. The problem's me.
I was really happy with at the end of our lesson, she was driving with a little bit more confidence. So that's really all we wanted from yesterday, right?
Yes, that's all we wanted. Her confidence and my confidence.
I don't think your confidence went up any.
No, it didn't.
So her prescription and Xanax did.
Yeah, maybe that.
Well, I would say, look, if you guys need any more help, give me a call, but I'm retiring. While I felt like
I think this is a lucrative business for you.
No. I really felt the need to turn on my calm, confident voice while she was driving, because I didn't want to freak her out. Clearly, you had a different path. But when I got out of that car, I was a little bit terrified. I was a little shaken. Like, my nerves were peaking, for sure.
Oh, God.
So that was a one-day sale. That's a one and done right there.
And that's
right.
YOLO. I mean, YOLO, right?
Well, if you guys do need my help in the future, please reach out. You got my numbers now, so please reach out. And I think she's just the sweetest thing ever. So tell her I said hi, okay?
Aww. She's here. She wants to thank you.
Oh, okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. That's all you're going to get from a 15-year-old girl. Yep. That's it.
The Burt Show.